Good morning. We're starting the day with clouds and showers across interior New York and New England, with the steadiest rain moving through now from the overnight period. We have a disturbance that's passing through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, combining with the moisture that's in place from the Atlantic Ocean producing the rain. And temperatures are starting off largely in the 50s across the region. We'll see readings slowly climb through the 50s and into the 60s today, but with the extensive clouds and showers, we'll keep the temperature way below average. In fact, moisture from the tropical system along the southeastern part of the country will continue to work its way up, so the showery weather will become a steadier rain again, especially across the Catskills, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and parts of central and southern New England by mid to late afternoon. The rain will fall heavily at times, and flood watches have been issued for parts of the area, especially closer to the coast. Rain will continue heavy at times overnight as the system works its way east of Long Island and eventually off of the coast of Cape Cod on its way up into the Canadian Maritimes. It is moving rather quickly, so a quick dose of heavy rain, but it should be out of here by the early morning hours tomorrow. Things will start to dry out during the early morning period, with temperatures dropping back into the 50s. During the day tomorrow, some leftover showers, especially in New England, then just mostly cloudy skies, but mainly dry weather. We'll have a bit of a breeze behind the system, and with any sunshine, temperatures will be back up into the lower 70s. High pressure will move in to replace the system on Sunday, which will leave us with at least some sunshine mixed with clouds and highs in the middle to upper 70s. A new front will make its way toward us for the early part of next week, so there is the chance that a few showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A lingering shower or two possible on Wednesday before we dry it out on Thursday, with highs through midweek in the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Andrea will bring another day of steady and soaking rains to much of the eastern seaboard. The storm is beginning to accelerate as it tracks up the Atlantic coast, but even with the faster pace, flooding and flash flooding will remain a concern from North Carolina into southern New England. Also, embedded thunderstorms with heavy rains could be capable of producing severe weather, especially along the Virginia and North Carolina coasts. Moderate to heavy rains will still be possible over portions of New England into early tomorrow morning. Right now, Andrea is moving toward the northeast near 28 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next day or two with an additional increase in forward speed. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. These winds are confined to rain bands primarily over water to the east of the center. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Andrea is expected to lose tropical characteristics later today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Kaliningrad, Russia, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at San Sebastian in Spain at 11 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, 4 miles visibility, freezing rain and fog at 30 degrees, with a southeast wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility, light rain and some fog, 56 degrees with a dew point of 53, 90% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain heavy at times in the upper 60s, Boston, rain breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low, 54, the average temperature, 63, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.6 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 72 hundredths, which is 0.6 of an inch below normal, and 15.46 inches for the year, which is 0.1 of an inch below normal. There were 2 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 16 and 6,277 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 95, set in 1999, and the record low, 37, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times with highs in the lower to mid 60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, possibly even a thunderstorm with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times, and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, perhaps even a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers this morning, steadier rain this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then mostly cloudy but mainly dry during the day, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Sunday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s to around 80. Still the risk of a shower Wednesday, but drying it out Thursday with highs through midweek in the mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.